Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Good morning. Hey. Hey, everybody. So good to have you join us this morning on the Global Vision for Living Today show. And I got news for you. We really do need to have a global vision. We need to hear from someone on high. And guess what? I think we are. I think someone, something, is moving about on the earth in the name of God Almighty, guiding mankind, and of course seeking to partake in man's vision and his reason for living. And that's why the Global Vision for Living Today show is in operation. God bless you all. You know, I can hardly wait until Saturday is to come, because I know something's going to be imparted in your soul and in your spirit that's going to make you want to be a better man and a better woman. Even your children will want to say, Mom, I'm going to obey today. Dad, I'm not going to be a problem today, because of the global vision for living today. You know, people are living, they're eating, they're drinking, they're going to and fro, but are they successful in what they're doing? Are they successful? And you've got to really think about that, because many people are interested in bettering their lives. They see what's going on in the world, and they're saying, I don't want any of that. They're hearing people talk about different aspects of what should be done in our world, and they're saying, I don't want to hear that. I don't want to be a part of that. They're looking out, and they're wondering, well, hey, what's happening? You know, we got all these leaders. We got all these people with all these degrees. We have all of these people that are going about saying that I'm going to be part of helping to make this world a better place, and we don't see it happening. We see constant infighting from the city hall to the streets. We see constant infighting from big top government to small operating offices that are in operations to also try and make this world a better place. Some are saying, leave it alone. It doesn't need anything done. It's the people. It's the people that are attempting to run the show. Well, here we are. Here we are. We have some of our usual callers that call in that want to hear whatever the Global Vision for Living Today, a host and co-host, has to say. And most of you know Colonel William Harrison is with us every week, and he's been partaking of some healing waters, and of course getting that out to all that would want to be a part of anything great. It's going to mean something good for our world. But you know, last week we talked about will you join the Caravan for God part 2. Now we're on part 3, and we're on part 3 because I don't think a lot of you want us to let this particular topic go, because you're wondering, well, oh my God, you guys are talking about going across the nation. You guys are talking about caravanning on a particular route. You guys are talking about moving from city to city in behalf of all things great. Get on board now. Get on board now. And I'm going to say it a third time. Get on board now, because you are needed. If you have anything to say, that'll be your chance to say it. If it's something that's going to mean something good for our world. If you have some ideas, if you have something that you want to dispense to the general public going across the nation, there's your chance. But we're not going to be a fool about it. But this would be an opportunity. Will you join the Caravan for God part 3? Now, I see Colonel Harrison has come into our studio, but I just want to say this before I introduce him on. You guys know who he is. We know this world is in a self-made chaos, driven by hatred and fear and general disrespect for our Creator. Everywhere you look, you see disruption and dissatisfaction that faces all, everybody, no matter what their religious or their political leanings are. And they're wondering, well, you know, my God, you guys keep talking. You guys have been talking. The world's been talking. The world's going to say, is there an end in sight to the mayhem that so many experience. Is there an end, or are we just going to talk till we die? Are we going to look out and say, oh, it's bad over there, it's bad over here, and then that's the end of it? Wait just to say the same thing again. No, 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 no. That's why we're going to talk about the Caravan for Peace. And that caravan is a project of the International Platform for Peace. And Colonel Harrison is the sitting, presiding platform minister. And, of course, he has some answers. And I know people have said, well, how come you guys haven't already been out there? Well, all you got to do is go to our website. What has he been doing? What has she been doing? What are they doing? What is he doing? And yeah. We get a lot of that. But if you go to our website, the WWIP for the number for peace.org, you'll get a handful of exactly what has actually been going on. I'm going to bring Colonel Harrison in so we can get started on this caravan. Yay, I want to hear more about it. And as you can tell by my voice, I have a slight cold. It's raining here where I live, and I'm looking out. All the trees is blowing. There's so much going on here, but I'm trying to stay well. Colonel William Harrison, Reverend William Harrison, Dr. Reverend, you know, so many titles. How are you today? I'm glad to have you with us today. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, Dr. Cavantino. Thank you so much for asking. I pray and trust that you and the listening audience are doing equally well or exceptionally better. Thank you for the invitation again to be with you on this occasion.
Thank you very much. Well, as I said, this world is just, oh, my God, it's off the chain in chaos. And we do know you have written a book. We don't have a lot of time really to go into it, but your book is also on the actual website, and I hear that you're getting ready to republish, I believe, a second edition. I know you've been talking about that. You're going to be adding something of worth to your book that's going to bring it up to date. I know it was written 4 or 5 years ago, and now here we are experiencing right in the womb's eye a chaotic period here in America. In fact, it's crazy all over the world. And with your book and with the upcoming caravan, I believe we are going to make a dent and presenting you to the world, and of course, you're going to carry that on. That's such an honorable opportunity to be able to write a book and then have people interested in it enough to follow what it's saying. And I'm not sure how you're going to handle that, the caravan. But let's talk about that. You had a great event the summer of this year. What is the future of the black man in America? Well, now we see the future for all men is looking very slim due to issues that are going on in the world. But at this point, you had quite a bit of a stir with your August 27, 28 symposium or conference, so much so that out of it came the issues that should have been addressed, and they were, but should have been addressed on a larger scale. And now here, the Caravan for Peace 2021 is on the table. Let's talk about what you hope that will accomplish. I understand it's going to be a caravan, of course. Some are leaving today doing something, and they're calling that a caravan. You know, people really, really stay on us, you know, to get ideas. But I understand this caravan is going to start on the West Coast, and it's going all across the nation with various stops and rest stops and opportunities to talk to people in different states and towns as the aftermath of the what we call the presidential race to power has occurred. Talk to us about your platform even involving itself in putting something like this on? Is it designed to help those across the nation get acquainted with some of your membership? What is this Caravan for Peace going to be about, and what is the hopes of it to accomplish?
Okay, thank you, Dr. Carpentino. The Caravan for Peace is designed to heighten the awareness of peace, faith, and family, which is basically the mission statement or main purpose of the International Platform for Peace. We want to reach out to people, make people aware that we're willing to encourage them, to assist them, make referrals to resources that they need within their particular town, city, county, or state. Also to ask them to get involved, to assist us, not only in working toward having peace in our homes and among our family members, but peace in the neighborhood, peace in the community, and peace, and of course, the town or city, wherever we live. So we're working on that because peace is so important to us, and there's so much chaos, as you said early on, Dr. King, Carpentino, in the world. We see it from the climatic circumstances in regards to the national presidential election. Votes have to be counted. We know that. So that's second time. But there's so much tension, so much stress, so much division. So we need to unite. We need to come together, a common ground, common bond, because we all want safety. We all want a certain amount of peace. We want a certain quality of life. We want to be able to have opportunity once we're able to work again, aside from this virus, to be able to do that. So peace is being advocated in that regard. Faith, strengthen our faith and our trust in each other as a people, as a nation, and regardless of what race, nationality, color, creed we are, and faith in a higher power. A last component of that, peace, faith, and family. And I mentioned family earlier, and I can't understate the importance of family. And I've come to realize that as we go do this Route 66, which is old Route 66, used to be the main highway that connected the East Coast to the West Coast and West Coast to the East Coast. Going to use that route because they also had an old television movie years gone by, Route 66. So we're hoping to revive that. And I think there's still some stores and shops and so forth along there. And just kind of navigate our way and have fly cards and so forth on the cars and heighten the awareness of what it is. Stop, talk to people, as you said, encourage people, and that type of approach. And we're thinking that will help people because right now there's uncertainty in regards to the virus. There's confusion in regards to how people are feeling. There's fear and so many components that are happening in the community. So we need, and across the country, we're just going to try to help turn people around and give them some encouragement, positive, uplifting encouragement, and refer them to resources.
Okay, that sounds great. Wow, that sounds great. But this dashboard is lit. It's on fire. It's on fire. Okay, I can't take all of you guys' questions at one time for Colonel Harrison, but let me kind of back up and reiterate. I know you've had several meetings regarding this, but I would, every time I hear caravan, I speak of gypsies, you know, people that wander about, you know, they don't have a set location, they don't have a set home. They caravan from land to land, city, state to state, and they're looking, of course, for placement because they're displaced people. But here, let me jump on questions that about many so far are asking about the same thing. Okay, students are studying you guys. Okay, sorry about that. Okay, now let me say this. Perhaps I read wrong. I see the mission, vision, and value statement on the website. So are we taking people from one end of a coast to another just to go around and offer resources? I may not know what they have in Wisconsin. I may not know what their governor of Idaho is doing. I might not have time to research what Kentucky is doing. So are you saying that the agenda is just to go across the nation to help people get some resources, which they can already get? Many of them have, every state already has a free food program. Yeah. They already have churches there, you know, if they want to be bothered with them. They already have all of that. So, and I'm looking at the dashboard here. So when you say we're going, because I'm going too, you know, and I keep saying I'm going to be at the head of the road. But are we, are you saying that this Caravan for Peace, that's part of what it is on your website, it doesn't say anything else about anything else. It just says peace. So are you saying that this caravan is going to take the place of people in their own cities and townships getting some resources, you know, like eat today, but you may be hungry tomorrow? I mean, I'm thinking about this, the Son of God, who fed 5,000, you know, with some loaves and bread and some fishes. He did that, but was that his central message, to give them some physical food? I mean, if we're talking about that, I think there probably is there going to be a need for a caravan? If that's all it's about, we're going across there to give them some resources and encourage them. Encourage them for what? I think every state, every city, every land, every patch of this and that, they already have that. So is and it's not doing them no good. I'm kind of looking out over the world. And if we talk about Jesus, we already know, oh, my God, Matthew 7, 8, and 9 chapter. When they gathered him up talking about this, are you going to do this? Are you going to do that? Are we going to get this? No, he said that was not why he came to earth. That was not part of his mission. So are you saying that people by the hundreds are going to leave one coast just to drive across the nation and talk to people about resources? What kind of resources would you guys be spreading and talking about, and they're already there? I mean, is there a different reason or a different message that you're going to take across the nation rather than here's where you can get you a box of food and all that? I don't think people want to hear that. They burning up everything. They're looting. They're robbing. They're killing. They're killing from one coast to the next. But nothing. A man went in there, and the man told him in a liquor store, and he said, how much are chips? He said, a dollar a bag or something. And the man said, well, no, it got 99 cents on there. And he pulled out a gun and shot him over a penny. I mean, this is just one of the things that, you know, I'm hearing people emailing. Are we saying that that is the mission of this Caravan for Peace, to offer them some encouragement, which means, I guess, you know, it's going to be all right, it's going to be all right. They're not going to, I don't know what encouragement this world needs. They've already had it, especially from 2 BC, when the one called Jesus was born, and on scrolls that have been, they've been preserved for centuries. Do those scrolls have anything different in them that you might be taking a group of people from one coast to the next? What else is this caravan supposed to do, Colonel Hassan?
Okay, let me say it this way. Now, we're not advocating. We're saying we'll make referrals for resources within their states, within their counties, within their cities, within their towns. Oftentimes, there are resources that people need; they're not aware of where to go to get them. We're talking about referrals. Well, let me speak to the caravan in two respects. There's strength in numbers. So the idea, if you think back to the marches, the peaceful marches that took place during the summer, the caravan will be symbolic of that, to heighten the awareness of newly elected and reinstated politicians that have gotten reelected throughout the various states. more especially, particularly here in the Washington, D.C. area, which is the nation's capital, to appeal to them, to petition them, and to rally them, to let them know that who we are, what our purposes are, what our agendas are, and share with them what the expectations are, and for lack of a better term, give Congress, the newly elected and reelected Congress members, some mandates, and city officials some mandates of taking care of the need of the people and not the need of the politicians. The need that people have for a second round of benefits coming from the federal government, those kinds of things. We'll be advocating for all those kinds of things for those who are unable to advocate for themselves. And this part of the caravan, I want to say, if they can't do no more than participate within the county, drive from one end of their county to the other as we drive through, from one end of their state to the other as we drive through, if they can't take the entire journey on Route 66. But when we end up in Washington, D.C., the nation's capital, the most powerful city in the world, other than perhaps Jerusalem and Israel, is to petition Congress members what we need, what the expectations are in regards to resources, stimulus, and so forth and so on, and get them to start moving to help the people, provide some resources for the people who are in need.
Okay, for the people in need. So this caravan, are you telling the listening audience that it's going to be put in the operation for political purposes? Because when you say, you know, people in need, Jesus said you're going to have them to the end of time, these needy people that don't have. So from what I'm hearing now, this is a political caravan going across the country. Okay. I want to finish with you. Thank you so much. Are you saying this, because I'm on your website now and I'm looking at your mission statement and your vision statement and your value statement, and it's non-political, and the 501c3 status given by the federal government that covers the website is under the auspice of the of another organization that has brought, as a parent, that has bought the International Park of Peace and View. I don't know if we were going straight politics, that would be something that would not be a problem. I'm not sure, but I was looking into it this week. So from what we just heard, this is going across to, I guess, go into Washington and talk to them about something. You know, people there all day, every day of the week, marching or telling the government what to do and so forth and so on. Well, we know what happened to those in the first century that interfered with the Roman government. We don't even need to spend any time with that. But now, are you telling us that this caravan for peace has its root in politics, that it's going to go there and talk to government people about this, that, and the other? I understand the future of the black man had that as its tenet, because the politics of the world that was involving the black man even 2 years ago, about a year and a half ago when you guys started on this project, it was messed up then. And that's why I think you said, let's get together and talk about, you know, the black man, he don't have this and that. Well, the black man then went out there and burned everything down that he can. Same with the Watts riot, change. Same with the Rodney King riot, no change. This one, they ain't got a dime. They've gone out there, some of us, burned and looted, and now we're sitting sad and looking sick and sorry. But this, it sounds like to me, now that the Caravan for Peace has as its goal, a political goal, of going telling these people in office what to do. Am I wrong? Am I right? You got a lot of audience that want to hear that.
Respectfully, you're wrong, Dr. Capitino. It's not a political organization. This is a social movement.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
this is a social movement. Advocating for those who have need, and this affects the family. The social component of it is to help assist the family get the resources they need, whether the resources come in the form of a stimulus check from the federal government, state government, county government. We're advocating helping to bring and heighten the awareness of people that have need, peace, faith, and family. I spoke to peace, spoke to faith, and this component affects family. People are getting evicted. Businesses are closing. Businesses can advocate for themselves. We are advocating for people who are getting evicted from their apartments, getting their homes getting foreclosed on. It's a social movement to help shake loose resources from people wherever the resources may come from, even if it comes from the private sector, private businesses. So it's definitely not a political movement. It's not a political initiative. It's a social initiative to advocate for those who have need.
Okay, so you're saying that your caravan of people and those that get involved is going across the nation, 3 or 4 days there, 3 or 4 days back, let's say maybe a week and a half, 2 weeks. Are you saying that that's the mission and the vision of this caravan to go across country as a socialist? And when you say you're going to advocate for their needs, that's politics. That's just what it is. So your caravan's going to take the time out of their life to go and tell people that they need to go to the government or tell the government what to do. You guys need some shoes, you need clothes, you need food. I'm confused. And I'm pretty sure some others are too. But you say it's got to be politics if we're going to be involving ourselves and going into, say, Nebraska. I've never been to Nebraska, so I don't know how their government is structured and what their state creeds are, anything like that. So me personally, I'm not equipped to go into Nebraska and tell them anything. But if I'm caravanning through there and I'm standing for peace, faith, and family, I would want to talk to them about the one who made it all possible. And I'm saying that because if we follow the model of the Christ, that wasn't what he did. He didn't track Paul, none of them. They said Paul put in a lot of miles on foot. Did he go in there to try to tell the Jewish administration at that time what to do, what they ain't doing? You know, they killed a lot for that. So what is the model behind this caravan? You know, every organization, they have something or someone that they're following. So who is behind the aspects of a caravan for peace? Peace, nothing else. No caravan for food and no caravan for you to get along with the politicians and all of that. I'm confused, really, really, truly, deeply, honestly confused. I was reading over your website and nothing that has to do with that is on it. So has there been a change to the mission and vision statement of your website, International Platform for Peace? Have there been any changes?
Simply, I'll stick with the mission. So peace, faith, and family, Dr. Carpentino, listening audience. And if by chance, as us heighten the awareness of all of us needing to live in peace, all of us need to strengthen faith to encourage each other to get along with one another. All of us need to help and provide for the family in whatever way we can through peace, faith, and family of advocating. If we are the attention of whomever, private sector, politicians, whomever, that are willing to provide for those who are in need, those among the least of us. It's not a socialist movement because we're not a socialist government. We have a democracy form of government. Just advocating for people, International Platform for Peace, advocating peace, faith, and family for people. And whatever way we can help people within the realms of that, then it's to their benefit, and it'll be a blessing, and certainly it won't be a hindrance.
God bless you all. You heard from Colonel William Harrison and Dr. Carpentino, host of today's show, Global Vision for Living Today. Well, you have heard it all. I'll look to hear from you. Have a great weekend. And remember, God loves you no matter what. God bless you. Same time next week. Have a great weekend.